Joshua chapter 14. And these are the places which the sons of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun distributed as an inheritance with the paternal heads of the tribes of the sons of Israel. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord had commanded through the intermediacy of Moses, it being for the 9.5 tribes. For Moses gave the inheritance of the 2.5 tribes across the Jordan, but he did not give the Levites any inheritance among them. For Joseph's sons became 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. But they did not give a portion to the Levites in the land, except cities to inhabit and pasture lands belonging to them, for their cattle and for their property. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the sons of Israel did, and they divided up the land. Then the sons of Judah approached Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know the word which the Lord spoke to Moses, the man of God, concerning me and concerning you in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I reported back to him in accordance with my heart. But my brothers, who went up with me, caused the heart of the people to melt away. But I followed the Lord my God fully." And Moses swore on that day and said, "The land which your foot has trodden on will certainly be yours as an inheritance, and your sons, age abidingly, for you have fully followed the Lord my God. And now look, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said 45 years ago, since when the Lord spoke this word to Moses, when Israel was walking in the desert. And now look, I am 85 years old today. Today I am still as strong as on the day when Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now, in battle and in ordinary affairs. So now, give me this mountain, of which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day that the Anakites were there, with great fortified cities, but that if the Lord was to be with me, I would dispossess them, as the Lord had said." Then Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb the son of Jephunneh as an inheritance, which is why Hebron came to belong to Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite as an inheritance up to this day, because he fully followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron was previously Kiriath Arba, after Arba, who was the great man of the Anakites. And the land rested from war.